Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed victory in Russia's presidential vote, while thousands protested against what they view as his authoritarian rule. Polling stations were set ablaze, and neighboring Ukraine carried out deadly drone strikes. In an election condemned by Washington as obviously not free nor fair, Putin allegedly won more than 87% of the vote. That's according to exit polls published by the state-run Russian Public Opinion Research Center and the Public Opinion Foundation. As the exit polls came in, Putin was quick to declare victory. Clearly, referring to the war in Ukraine, he says that his victory, in his words, has to do with the dramatic events that the country is going through, with the current situation, with the fact that we literally fight with weapons. He adds, this unity will allow us to act effectively on the front line, in the economy, humanitarian development, achieving the goals of social development projects. We have huge development plans. People, he says, felt that and came to create the conditions for development and the strengthening of their fatherland, Russia. Not everyone agrees with his victory. Here in Asbest, in central Russia, plumes of smoke rise out of a polling station. It is among several stations hit by arson attacks. Protests also included pouring dye into ballot boxes and arson attacks at polling stations, with police detaining several people. Neighboring Ukraine, which Putin's Russian army has invaded, also branded the vote a farce and launched a barrage of deadly attacks inside Russia. Some drones were apparently shot down, but car traffic was briefly suspended over the bridge connecting occupied Crimea, and three Moscow airports were forced to suspend flights, with at least one building being hit by a drone. Early on Sunday, a drone attack caused a fire at a refinery at Slavyansk in the Krasnodar region of southern Russia, where officials said one person died of a heart attack. Separately, officials said two people died after drone strikes in the Russian city of Belgorod on Saturday. More Ukrainian drone attacks in the Belgorod, Kursk and Rostov regions bordering Ukraine and in the southern Krasnodar region were also reported. Pro-Ukrainian paramilitaries also claim to be escalating attacks and incursions in Russian border regions. Yet the fighting did little to prevent voting in the world's largest country, by size divided over 11 time zones. Ahead of the vote, authorities blocked the few genuine competitors who tried to stand in the contest. Those on the ballot box are seen as no real threats to Putin, as they all support his policies. Russian authorities warned against protests during the presidential vote after calls from the opposition for anti-Putin demonstrations. The presidential election was held without Alexei Navalny, Putin's most high-profile opponent over the last decade, who died at age 47 in February in an Arctic prison colony. Navalny was jailed for 19 years on charges of extremism, a sentence seen by his family and supporters as retribution for his campaign against Putin, who has ruled Russia for 24 years. Yet, as he cast his ballot online, the 71-year-old Kremlin leader suggested that he is the right man to continue leading a nation armed with nuclear weapons that he hasn't ruled out using against Western targets. And with all of his influential critics dead, jailed or in exile, Russian President Putin is now cementing his role as the nation's longest ruling leader since the late Soviet dictator Josef Stalin. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.